May 5, getting rid of sin. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. For a Babylonish robe and a paltry treasure of gold and silver, Achan consented to sell himself to evil, to bring upon his soul the curse of God, to forfeit his title to a rich possession in Canaan, and lose all prospect of the future immortal inheritance in the earth made new. So great had been his hardihood and persistence that even at the last Joshua feared he would assert his innocence and thus enlist the sympathy of the congregation and lead them to dishonor God. He would not have confessed had he not hoped by so doing to avert the consequences of his crime. It was this hope that led to his apparent frankness in acknowledging his guilt and relating the particulars of the sin. In this manner will confessions be made by the guilty when they stand condemned and hopeless before the bar of God, when every case has been decided for life or for death. Confessions then made will be too late to save the sinner. There are many professed Christians whose confessions of sin are similar to that of Achan. They will, in a general way, acknowledge their unworthiness, but they refuse to confess the sins whose guilt rests upon their conscience and which have brought the frown of God upon his people. Thus many conceal sins of selfishness, overreaching, dishonesty toward God and their neighbor, sins in the family, and many others which it is proper to confess in public. Genuine repentance springs from a sense of the offensive character of sin. These general confessions are not the fruit of true humiliation of soul before God. They leave the sinner with a self-complacent spirit to go on as before until his conscience becomes hardened and warnings that once aroused him produce hardly a feeling of danger, and after a time his sinful course appears right. All too late his sins will find him out in that day when they shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. There is a vast difference between admitting facts after they are proved and confessing sins known only to ourselves and God. Signs of the Times, May 5, 1881.